little box of things that you don't understand. And it was fascinating because in this recent reading, those who care for humankind's records addressed this very thing. And what they were describing to this individual is what all of these little dots and dashes are as they come into your brain is a message from Source. And they're talking about the Source in the center of the cosmos. Well, I knew this was something unusual because it hadn't happened before, and a lot of people don't talk about it, but this is something that we can access. And the records was telling this particular individual that how you access it is through meditation. And here we are again with that big M word, meditation. I think perhaps everybody out there who is listening to my voice, who's tuned in today, knows about meditation. Some of us just dabble in it. Some really get down and have a regimen where they do this every day at the same time, which seems to be the preferred manner. And some people really apply themselves. And so the word meditation isn't really such a new word. But here's the thing that was new to me. And this is what I wanted to talk about, because the readings was talking about how we're connected to, our soul is connected to our monad. And that there was, I'm trying to find the words right here, there is like an empty space. They actually defined it as an empty space between the monad and the higher portions of your higher mind that has to be breached. We have to have another force to go over this, what they're calling an empty space, so that we can connect with information from our monad, which opens up the ability to actually get information from Source. Now, there was another thing I had talked about on another show in conjunction with this, and I remembered a period of time in my very early life when I had come to this planet where I remembered that we had a connection to Source through vibration. In other words, we felt vibration, and in feeling this vibration, we could get into this and follow the flow as it went up to Source. We were connected in that fashion. And we knew it was in a sense what our conscience is, because we could trace this vibration to Source, think about what we were planning on doing, and we knew in our heart whether this was the right thing to do or not. And there was a period of time when groups of souls came into the physical before their time, and it disconnected that connection that we had to that vibratory field. And what this reading is telling this individual is that the time is here upon us now when we are, in other words, we have made a full cycle. We are now to that point where we are going to be able to make that vibratory connection again to Source. And one of the ways that we're going to be able to do this is to use that big M word again that we keep talking about, is meditation. And as I said, I know a lot of you out there are meditating. There's perhaps some that are not. But this is another reason why we really want to get into this process and make some of these connections that are now possible for us. I'm hoping that perhaps some of you will call in today for either a reading from your Akashic Records or call in with some tips and methods and things that you use for meditation, things that have stood well by you, that have gotten you into streams of knowledge or an awareness that you didn't have before you reached that point. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, how I meditate now. I know that there's a lot of procedures, a lot of advice, and perhaps I'm not so disciplined to follow advice. I was always known as one not to necessarily listen to those who were to discipline me. So, you know, whether it was in school or whatnot, I was always the one being called out, to sort of being a rogue out there, I suppose. So I brought that over for me. I'm disciplined in many ways, but there's some ways that I'm not, and one of them, I think, is meditation. And so one of the things that I do is I imagine a line. Well, we know how to prepare ourselves, you know, relaxing, using a particular music that sets the mood, lighting candles, maybe using incense of some sort, all of these little triggers, and I think of them as triggers. If you use the same thing every time, your mind is triggered, okay, here's the time to do this. So in a sense, you're taking your will and molding it to what you want it to do. And I use certain music that right away puts me there, lighting a candle, certain sacred flower essences. All of these work very well for me. But what I do is I imagine that there is a place, and this place is high above me. It's out there somewhere. Now, I'm not really sure, the person who is Carolyn Evers is not really sure how to get there, but I know that that part of me that has all the wisdom of my past lifetimes, all the times that I have accumulated some grace and ability in these spiritual things, knows how to do it. And so I put my trust in this higher aspect of me that knows where to go, how to do it, how to connect. And so I take my mind and I say to this peace that can travel, basically, you know how to get there. You know how to get to source. You know how to get through the dimensions. Maybe I don't personally, but you know how to do it, that wise part of me. And you can even ask your angels, your guardian angels, to help you get there. Just know that you're going to arrive there. The same way that if you're sitting in a restaurant and you look at the menu and you order something from the menu and the waitress takes your order down, you know she's going to bring this back to you, unless there's some unforeseen catastrophe. But ordinarily, this is going to happen. And so I approach my meditation in the same way. I know I'm going to be taken there. I know there's a part of me that's wise enough to know how to get me there. And the rest of this doesn't matter. All of the processes and the do's and the don'ts aren't really important. I just know in my heart that I'm going to get there. And so I pass over a lot of this uncertainty. And so I wanted to pass this out to you, my friends, that if you're having a little bit of problem with meditation, a feeling that you're really getting to the places that you want to do, that you're really experiencing what you want to experience, this is just a little thought that perhaps is a little different from other things that you have heard. Because as this reading says, now is the time. Now is the time for us to connect to those vibrations that lead to source. We were connected, and I can tell you, I remember being connected. I remember what it was like when we broke that connection. I remember how devastating it was to to us to be down here in the dark, so to speak. But it is that time now. We are on the jumping off spot. We are at the jumping off spot, ready to be swept up into this current, ready to be swept up to receive our inspiration and our information directly from Source. And so maybe this is another aspect of, I know all the people who speak to me, whether it's Jesus or Mother Mary or Pope John Paul, they are all saying the same thing. Archangel Michael, go within. Make that connection between you and Source. It's going to be very important because of the things that are on the horizon. And those in the spiritual hierarchy have been holding back the earth changes, hoping that we will wake up and bring the great gift of love and human compassion to the earth consciousness, to the human consciousness. And they've held back for as long as they could. And so we are being told, at least I am being told, that we have to the end of the year to help bring balance in the world, to help get to that place of great knowledge and understanding. And so if you haven't meditated today, perhaps this little bit of encouragement that I'm giving to you might help you awaken to another form, and at least try it. At least try. We've got this line, this open space between our monad and us that we have to get across. And once we go over that band, the sky is the limit, what we can accomplish. Who we can speak to in a higher realm and how we can grow is of just great helpfulness to us. There was another reading that I had done for an individual that went along similar lines, but was a little bit different in the sense that this person had, in one of their past lifetimes, did something that the King of France wasn't too happy about and came down on this person so that they lost the family land, was executed, their members of the family was executed in a very difficult manner. And so the injustice of it, because this person didn't believe that they had done anything that warranted this kind of treatment. But you know, the kings were rather fickle people. They held life and death in their hands, and they didn't always mete out death and justice. And so this was one of those situations. And just think about this for a second. If you had lost everything and it was because of something that was truly unjust, what you might have felt, what kind of hatred or revenge or other emotions might have been buried into that person before they were executed. And so they carried that in their field for many lifetimes between that time and then. This, for many, is the basis of disease, because we hold this emotional trauma in one of our subtle bodies, and it has to be cleared. And this individual was told how to go about this through meditation, through that quiet time where we can relax all parts of our body. This process is discussed in Chaos Before Creation, that is found at www.healingmysteries.com. And I'll give you a little overview of it. The different physical problems that people have, according to these masters who discuss it, is caused by emotional what we would call emotional negative states that are held in the subtle bodies, like hatred or fear, revenge. And so the way that you release this is you go into this comfortable, very relaxed state. And this is not unusual information. I think we're starting to really understand this as a whole, that ourselves communicate with one another. And scientifically, this is coming about. And this is what the spiritual hierarchy is telling us, that we can communicate with ourselves. And so we go into this relaxed state and mentally scan our body. Doesn't matter too much if you start at the head or if you start at the feet, but you are relaxed and you just concentrate at each point. You are scanning the body. Now there's going to perhaps come a time when you feel a discomfort there. And when you feel that discomfort, it might be a pain. It just might be a feeling of fatigue in a certain spot, but you know that it's different. And so you rest your consciousness there. And this is the part that is very important. You have to feel the energy of the emotion. And this takes a little doing at first. How does that body part feel? Did it feel anger? Did it feel fear? Did it feel hatred of some sort? And so this is what you're looking for. You're looking for the feeling of that emotion in that body part. Now, once you feel that, you're home free, because you can release that past lifetime, that residue from that past lifetime, because all this is energy. That is all it is. We are releasing the negative energy from the past, and this is easy enough to do once you feel the energy. And you feel this, and you take white light, and you take the white light to that place where you feel that negative emotion, and you just release it. You turn it over so that it can be transmuted. And then after you do that, you can finish with whatever feels comfortable to you. Some people like to use the violet flame and see the violet flame going through all of the different cells, like it is boiling through and just clearing everything out. Or you might take golden light, top it off with some golden light or some other healing energies that you feel comfortable with, like the oranges or the greens. That's sort of a personal preference. For sure, this has been transmuted. People that we have discussed this with, they actually see the past lifetime, or they hear the past lifetime, or they might not see anything from the past other than they feel that there is a release. I have had people tell me how they have been in the midst of great pain as they were doing this, and the pain became more intense, and then it was released, and then it was gone completely. And with this, people have reported to me that they have seen images from past lifetimes. I have done this myself, released physical pain from the past, and I have even done that where the individuals from my past, I was them, came back to me and thanked me. They wanted to be released also. So there's a lot of interesting things that can happen with that, so play around with this a little bit. Now the second element, and it might not be true in your case, but apparently it was true in this individual's case. Because of what happened in the past, they had carried this guilt with them for a long time because they had seen their loved ones murdered and all of their family members were murdered in this situation that they believed it was their fault that all this happened. And so sometimes there needs to be an element of forgiveness for self. This is another situation that I have found that has been a real stumbling block for souls across many lifetimes. They have not forgiven themselves for something that they felt they had either missed doing or had not done properly, and so they died feeling this sense of unforgiveness for themselves. They held themselves responsible. And so I think the second part of this that we have to understand is it is important for us to forgive ourselves as we forgive others. Almost sounds like the Lord's Prayer, doesn't it? If you say the Our Father, it is that aspect of it that we forgive ourselves as we forgive others. So that becomes a very important element here that, yes, we need to forgive other people, but we also need to forgive ourselves. Are we not as worthy of our own forgiveness as others are worthy of our own forgiveness? So this was perhaps the reading of the day that I found to be most important, and I wanted to share that with you. There was another line here about meditation that I thought was an interesting statement. And this particular individual did meditate, and those cherubim angels that hold and guard these records made a notation that, yes, we do see that you meditate, but you haven't slipped through all the noise of your mind to find that connection to your higher guidance. It is this that you should desire, as it is at this point that all your memories and knowledge from the past will be available to you. So perhaps as you're meditating, that is another thought that you can think about, to quiet the noise in your mind. Because this is what we're doing. We're slipping through that quiet in the mind to find the connection to the higher guidance. And then there was another statement here that I thought was very interesting. It is better for you not to go to others for your truth, but rather to go to the highest part of yourself for your instruction. And they acknowledge that there are certain civil laws that we have to obey and follow because we're in the world and that's part of what we need to do. But the thrust of your spiritual knowledge and inspiration does not need to come from others. And so what we're basically doing is tying these pieces together to kind of remind you that we can go within, we can be receive our guidance from within, but we can go within and as high to source. And so I guess the question I'm asking, just how high do you want to go? How high do you want to go? There is a sense there, the higher you go, of such great joy and peace. It's worth working to get there. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So we talked about what comes from source. appears to be a download of Morse code coming into the physical through the eyes and settling in the brain. And so this reading advises this person. This you will have available to you also, and you must have faith. You must believe in yourself and in others to lead you. You do not call on your angels and your guardian angel in particular enough times of the day. Come closer to them. Start a relationship with them as they understand how to direct you and how to connect you with the higher levels of mind, so to connect with your higher self. And so in a sense, we have been promised. We will be led. We must trust. We must put our hand in faith in those of our angels and our guardian angels and those of the spiritual hierarchy to lead the way. Just put your hand in faith. Know the end result. That is what you're searching for. So I suppose I probably have used up all of the ideas today that have to do with meditation. And I am hoping that those out there who hear my voice will call in, give a few thoughts about how they meditate, what you are able to accomplish through some of the methods that you use. And also, if you would like to have a reading from your own Akashic Records, give us a call and we'll see what we can find out for you. Now, there's another topic that I wanted to touch on. I had seen an article in the Columbian. It's dated August the 1st, not that far away. And what this is about is Mount St. Helens. It said, now this was on August the 1st. For the third time in 2 weeks, Mount St. Helens trembled with a 3.6 magnitude earthquake. And so the scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey in Vancouver basically said that it does not represent a change in the eruption style, although these are the largest since the earliest days of the eruption in the fall of 2004. So they're saying that the kind of eruption is consistent with what they had seen before, but there seems to be something that they're describing about these new St. Helens rumbles, is that they suspect that the movement represents a lurching upward of a massive new lava spine evolving on the crater floor. And so they're talking about there's been several earthquakes of low to mid 3 magnitude, and there's a lot of tiny earthquakes that have occurred every few minutes with this in the past several months. And so what they're looking at is perhaps each quake either represents a lurch or a surge of the massive spine coming out of the conduit. Now we're talking about the conduit of St. Helens. Or it could represent a fracturing of rock around the conduit, pumping lava into the crater surface. And then they're also saying there's a third possibility of a fracture within the lava dome itself. Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Julia. How are you today?
Julia, we're wonderful. Are you wonderful today?
Actually, I'm a little tired. I got some house cleaning done, but other than that, yep, I believe I am wonderful today.
Now, are you tired from house cleaning, or are you tired from all these new energies coming in and raging about us?
Could you speak up just a little bit?
Let me. I said, are you tired from housework, or are you tired from all of these new energies that have been raging around us?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's part of it as well.
Because I really have noticed a big difference in some new energies coming in. Have you?
You know, I think the way that it affects me is it makes me a little tired. Like,
yeah.
I want to, like, take a little afternoon nap.
A little siesta. You know, that's the greatest thing to do. A little siesta.
Well,
I don't know.
You're talking about meditations, and that's one of my struggles with meditation, because I get relaxing, and then the next thing you know, I'm watching the insides of my eyelids. Which I'm sure is not the goal, but it just sort of happens that way.
See, I think meditation, we all know it's important, but I think it's one of the hardest things to tame, so to speak.
Yeah, and just to get that quiet. It's like your body assumes that if you're that quiet, it must be better.
Do you find, are you meditating regularly?
I don't, as a rule. I've been trying to get a little bit better at it, but to just, you know, to sit down and really devote the time, like the same time every day, and really make it a practice, I've been a little slack in that department, unfortunately. But I know that I need to. I'm just bad about it.
Well, you know, we're told we're supposed to eat 3 meals a day, and we sit down at the table those 3 days without anything interrupting.
You got a point. Well, you know, too, I've heard that there's, like, walking meditations and, you know, to try to incorporate it in other areas of life instead of just, like, being quiet and sitting quietly. So I don't know. What do you feel about that?
Are you an active person?
Well, sort of a yes and no. Some days more so than others. Sometimes I'm just fairly sedentary, but it seems like, you know, like up and down stairs is more of my activity than...
When you drive, see, I think we all have our own way of doing this, but I think some of it is recognizing a state of mind. When you drive a long distance, or do you sometimes drive in a daze? You go from point A to point B, and you know you did it, but there's like a part of you that's not quite concentrating on what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like you arrive and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I get here?
Uh-huh.
That's not good.
Well,
I'm assuming it's our autopilot kicking in, but, you know, I guess our brain can do so much more than we, you know, the 10% thing or less. So I'm sure that we function at some level. It's just,
we're functioning, and what I'm the only thing that I'm trying to point out is the feeling that you had when you were doing that. Have you noticed that it is a distinctly different feeling?
Yeah, it's just, you just kind of zone out.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes...
That's my description of it,
I think sometimes when we meditate, we've taken all of those directions too seriously.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
agree.
Oh, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to sit this way. I'm supposed to hold my body this way. Now, I'm not talking down against that, because for many people, all of those little methods of how you do it works for them. But there's a lot of people, they're having trouble getting to that point because they're not recognizing the state of feeling. And you might feel this. You might start to feel this when you're looking at a beautiful sunset. Have you ever been taken in by this gorgeous sunset, and there is a part of you that just seems to leave your body?
Yeah, there's definitely been times just looking at nature that you're just in awe and...
Mm-hmm.
You're not really.
And so what I'm trying to say is
beauty.
When you have these experiences, recognize the way that felt.
Hmm. You know, something that I find a little puzzling is the expression, go within, go into your heart center. It's like, I guess I have a tendency to be a little analytical. So
yes.
That is like, okay, what are... You know, where exactly can I find that spot?
How do I get there?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it sounds so simple, so I just try to, like, focus around, like, where my heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of hope I'm hitting it or,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the neighborhood at least.
You made a very interesting statement, and what you said was, I'm analytical. And this is the point that I'm trying to make, is that we all have different ways of thinking, of speaking, of hearing, And the point of all of this discussion is to recognize yourself, and what works with you might not be the authorized version, so to speak.
Yeah.
And if you're not having the results that you want with following the rules, so to speak, then try it sometime without following any rules, and go according to how you feel. Try to put yourself in that state of feeling when you were either driving and you went from one point to the other, that feeling, or that feeling when you see something very beautiful, and go with that feeling and try it that way. I can sit in a chair and not necessarily intend to meditate, but with these new energies that are coming in, they are being very helpful to us. And on some of these days, especially around a full moon, or you'll see on the internet, there are special days where some special energies are coming in, and you sense this feeling of joy. Have you ever sensed that? For no apparent reason, you just feel joyful.
It's possible that I just did, but didn't really, like, recognize it as that. Just, you know, you just feel good for no apparent reason.
Okay. Just feel good for no apparent reason. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just, like, upbeat and positive, and it's like, oh, good. I feel pretty good today.
Okay. Well, sometime when you feel that way, go with it.
Okay.
And as you go with it, think of joy and think of God's love. Now,
oh, nice.
Everybody has a different thing that really turns them on. That's something that really turns me on spiritually. When I'm sitting down, I know new energies are coming in. I'm feeling good. And I'm saying to myself, this is God's joy coming to us. Oh, God loves us, though. All of this beautiful things are being sent to us, and I feel that peace and that joy. And then if you feel that, then you go with it and try and imagine this joy coming in, and you're sort of walking up that ladder to where the joy is originating.
Nice. You know, one of the things I did recently, the end of last week actually, is Rhonda Herman.
She's a lovely lady.
Yeah, she has a meditation with her and Archangel Michael. So I just ordered that, so I thought I would try that. I figured, well, if it's from Archangel Michael, it can't be bad.
She is certainly a wonderful light worker, and has brought his work into the world for many years. And yes, you can go with that. But all of these little things that I'm talking about are things that maybe does not work with everybody. And I think key here is finding what works for you.
Yeah.
We are individuals. You know, we all have fingerprints that's not like anyone else's. And so what might really work for one person might not work for another, but I will tell you one thing that I feel works all the time, and that is, and I think this is important, is to find a piece of music that helps to set the groundwork, so to speak. Do you have a piece of music that kind of sends your energies and your emotions to the higher planes? Have you found any music like that?
I have some music. I have some that's like called higher dimensions and that type of, you know, I like that sort of celestial types of music.
Find a piece that you really like that has that effect on you. And whenever you're going to meditate, play the same piece of music.
Oh, so sort of like an entrainment or something?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And you're going to find the more you do that, as soon as you start playing the music, it gets you right in that space without trying so hard. And this is basically what you're trying to do, is teach yourself through some tool to get there immediately.
Yeah, that's
and
a really
music
good idea.
Is wonderful.
That's a great idea, actually, really.
And I really know that this works because, see, if you don't have some sort of tool, then you're struggling each time you start to get there. Now, once you make that path, and I can tell you this, I really do believe this, no matter how you get there, once you find that string, you're going to get there each time. It's what's so hard is the beginning.
Okay.
But you play your music. If you find that a candle is helpful, use a candle, whether it's a white one, a rose one, whichever color you feel comfortable with. I have a large white pillar candle that I use all the time, so I can light that same candle many times. And so I use the same candle. I play the same music. And the beginning prayer. I have made up a beginning prayer for myself, and I try and say the same thing every time.
Nice.
And so you're preparing yourself. And the more times you do that, I'm telling you, you're going to start to play the music, and after a while, you'll be right there.
Nice.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Well, I will. would it be possible, while I'm speaking with you, to get a small Akashic reading?
While you're talking to me, to get what? I didn't hear the rest.
A small Akashic reading?
Well, we can certainly... see what we can get for you, but you have to have a question. Do you have a particular question?
Well, I have two, but I know you don't have that much time. The one.
What's the most important one for you?
Well, my life purpose is the most important, but how I can apply that in the world is more to the point of it. What can I be doing that's in alignment with it so that I, you know, can make the most out of it so that I'm like on track?
I know the question that you're asking me, but do you know what your mission is? Because you're kind of asking, well, how should I apply that? And so my question is, do you feel that you know what your mission is?
I think maybe I probably do at some level, but consciously I don't know that I really do.
This is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
If you know consciously what your mission is. And I think what you're telling me is you don't.
Right.
Is that a fair thing to say?
That's a fair thing. Just drag it
out. You know, I get
ahead.
This question perhaps more than any other question.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world am I supposed to be
yeah.
doing here? And, you know, part of the reason is when we come, they don't give us a user's manual.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely missing mine if there was one.
They don't give us a user's manual. You know, you wake up one day and you're here, and it's like, okay, now what am I supposed to do?
I think
perhaps we should ask that question because you made commitments before you came.
Okay.
And, yes, subconsciously you know what they are, but consciously you haven't wakened up to that yet.
Right.
And so before you can find out how to apply that in your life right now, I think it might be a good thing to figure out first what it is.
What it is, yeah.
Okay, my dear, give me a minute to relax, follow that string, and basically there's a piece of my mind that is going to go up to actually go to the center of the cosmos, to that group of angels that hold the record. And I've got some music here. Let me turn this off a second. It's distracting me. Okay, there's a group of cherubim that circle source that hold the final records for individuals, and that is where I'm sending my mind right now. Ah, we've got a new angel here who got your records. It's kind of interesting because they have distinct personalities. And I haven't worked with this one before. She is one in training.
Oh.
I didn't know they had ones in training. Not training with working with the records, but training with working with a human.
Oh.
Oh, and interestingly, they usually show me their dress in white, and this one is dressed in blue, which is interesting.
Hmm.
And she has a little emblem on her garment. I can't figure out what the emblem is. Maybe this is what these angels in training look like. I don't know. She has your record. I haven't seen a green cover on a book before. This is interesting. She's showing me the book and it has a green cover.
Hmm.
And she is telling me that as you would expect, green has connotates healing. This cover is green and it has a gold edge on it. And the this is designating a master dear in working with planetary energies. This is why you're here.
Hmm.
You see, you don't know your mastery yet. You haven't walked into your mastery on healing with the planet. And Gaia really needs you, dear.
Wow.
This is what you had promised to do, to come this lifetime and work with Gaia. You are a master working with energies and clearing the etheric energies around the planet. And she's actually telling me that you're late in awakening.
Oh,
you didn't turn that alarm clock on, dear.
Oh, my.
But they say, do not fear. Whenever you are ready to join, they need you. And what they need you for is to hold the space of healing. So meditating for you is very important because you have contracted with another soul, not a soul as we understand a soul in human form, but another entity. They're not telling me where this entity is from. And you are to work on a partnership with this entity in holding the space to clear the etheric band around the earth from some of the negativity that is not some, there's a great deal of negativity. They tell me from the other side, what it looks like to them is like sticky glue. All of this negativity of killing and war and negative thoughts has gathered and compounded around the planet, and it looks like sticky glue. They said it looks like a day where the fog and sludge basically is in this space from all this negativity, and it's got to be cleared. This is what you're going to be working with. We're getting up to the hour, dear, where
I just wanted to say, did they say that I have met up with this person?
No, you haven't connected with them yet, and I was going to suggest to you to work on your meditation a little bit, and if you need help with that, to contact me later, that this meditation, working with meditating for you to be able to get into that space beyond this planet is what you're trying to do.
Oh.
And your consciousness is being held too close to your physical body. You've got to learn how to send your consciousness above yourself to be able to work with this other individual. You have a very important job.
Oh, wow. And I'm late. Even worse.
It doesn't matter. We're ringing your alarm clock, dear.
Well, thank you.
So what? Do this. We're getting up to the hour, and we've got to close down the show, but here's what I'm suggesting. You work with your meditation with some of these ideas that you gave us, or rather we gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Work with them a bit, and if you're having some problems, come back later, and we'll help you more.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, and sorry to run you so close to the end there.
No, this is what we're here for.
Okay.
This is our mission, dear heart.
Well, thank you.
We're trying
really
to set
it.
These alarm clocks for people.
Well, thank you for being my alarm clock.
Yeah,
that.
we just tuned up your alarm. Anyway, get back with us later if you have trouble.
Okay,
or need
great.
Some additional help, and we're going to say goodbye to you, dear
all
one.
All right, bye-bye. Take
goodbye.
Care.
Goodbye. And for all of my other wonderful friends out there, this is Carolyn Evers sending love, blessings, and joy your way. Goodbye for now. Come back next Saturday. We've got our healing show with Carolyn Evers. And don't forget Archangel Michael's cruise. Please join us. It is going to be great. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.